May the Lord help us to commence this service with hymn number 612, 612. In every believer, two armies are seen, the new man of grace and the old man of sin. In Christ he is perfect and free from all guilt, yet in himself evils are both seen and felt. Hymn number 612.
Thank you.
Let us read the Word of God, the second chapter of Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, friends. Ephesians chapter 2. Trusting the Lord has given us to see how the words, the opening words here are so for us to consider tonight. Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen.
Oh, friends, may we, may each of us be, if not already, may we be brought to know we are quickened, we're alive spiritually, and then what we seek the Lord's help to consider is, what purpose? What purpose is it in God's sovereign will that he has purpose for us in our lives to so be by his grace in that path he has appointed for us? This is what the way one's leadings have been since we were with you this morning. So let us pray now and beg for help that we may consider these things. Oh, we may have the Spirit tonight. Let us pray. Dear Lord, oh, thou knowest. Oh, we do feel much need of help. Oh, as we come before thee now to beg for help needed. Oh, thou wilt lead us and teach us, Lord, here tonight. Thou wilt come among us, Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, as our friend has prayed before the service with us, and we trust many others here have prayed and seeking thee, that this evening hour may be a time of blessing, and it may be in this way brought to be all to the glory of our God, our kind and gracious God. We seek thy glory, O Lord our God. We do seek we may have notes of praise here tonight and from this hour, from this evening hour here, this service here, there may be further things of thy favour and appearing, Lord, in the way of thy exercising thy people, teaching them, calling them to follow thee, calling them into that path that was appointed for them. Lord, thou knowest, we do seek that those things, those mighty, wondrous things may be done in and by the way of the work of the Spirit here among us and in us, Lord. Oh, Lord, do so give us to be confirmed that we are among those in that opening verse. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. May it be a concern for every soul here to examine themselves, whether they be in the faith, whether they can truly so feel the favour and know and acknowledge they indeed are by thy grace found alive. Or we're either in that state of quick or dead. Thou knowest how the word was given. Oh, thou hast that great purpose, thou dear Son of God. Oh, what thou hast done when thou wast here on earth. And we know when thou wilt come again, thou wilt come to judge the world in righteousness. Oh, and we know it will be acknowledged. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? It is acknowledged in thy word, and it shall be at that great day. Oh, none shall be able to complain. None shall be able to pronounce God unjust. Oh, God, the just judge. Oh, we pray thee, thou Son of God, favour us, give us to know, assure us. May the Spirit give witness, Lord, that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, joint heirs with thee, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, and O God, our Heavenly Father, that we may acknowledge thy wondrous, stupendous goodness and love and mercy to thy people. Oh, that wonderful reality known by faith. Oh, that thou, the great God, gave thy only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, this is the wonderful, important, vital reality needed to be known. Oh, and in thy will, if it is thy purpose, so to grant it to precious souls here, Lord, even tonight, to seal them with salvation, to seal them with redemption. Lord, this is one's exercise. And whatever other things are in thy will, that thy people must walk that way, or must go the way thou hast purpose and thou wilt direct and lead them on. Oh Lord, may things be done here tonight. Thou knowest the prayer of our friend and brother, the dear deacon in the vestry this morning. Oh, it may be a day when great things shall be done. Lord, thou knowest we feel so insufficient. Oh, who is sufficient for these things? But Lord, do come by the wonderful power of the Holy Spirit and work within souls here tonight and do them good and bless them. Oh Lord, thou knowest all thy purpose for each one. And Lord, oh, we do pray that we may so be blessed to consider thee as Saviour. Oh, thou knowest how here in Swavesey, when we come here among the friends here that we love in thy name, we think of it looking back over all the years and the sacred favours we've known here. And Lord, we do pray we may feel the favours, these favours renewed tonight, and fresh favours, fresh tokens, a token for good, like our friend and brother has preached this afternoon. Show me a token for good. And Lord, who it gave one to feel led to say to him after the service that we were going back in remembrance of those two special tokens that the Lord gave us in our early days. And oh, well, we do need these things renewed, and we need fresh evidences, we need the favour, Lord, of fresh application of thy precious sin atoning blood to our hearts and consciences. For Lord, we're sinners, even as we've read, Lord, the words the apostle was given to write to the Ephesians. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. But Lord, they were still sinners, and we all are. Oh, sin is within us and all about us. And like we've begun in singing, Lord, we've got the two armies within us, the new man of grace and the old man of sin. And Lord, there is the conflict. And oh Lord, thou knowest how Satan attacks, and he gets advantage of us, and we slip and fall, and we've got so much to confess of our sin, sins of another past week in time, Lord. As we came this morning, we felt them. And Lord, thou knowest how it is as we look back over all our lives. Oh, so much cause to be abashed. Like in the new year when we sing, seeing and viewing the year already past, we feel great cause to be abashed. And Lord, we think of it in all our lives, of what we are and how we've been. But Lord, the wonderful favour that we trust by thy grace, we know, is all sufficient is our Jesus. Though our sins are black as hell, from pollution he can release us, and from Satan's deepest cell, he on Calvary cancelled all his people's sins. Oh, lead us into these things of the wonders of redeeming love here tonight, Lord. And Lord, too, as we've been pondering and thinking of the words in the Epistle to the Romans in that 8th chapter, and Lord, oh, we know it states that all things shall work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. And Lord, you know, it seems so much in our pondering, his purpose, God's purpose. And so, Lord, thou knowest how we feel led to consider these things tonight. And as we know in the following chapter in Romans, there is those things mentioned of God's purpose. And also in the 11th chapter, according to thy purpose, according to election of grace, the election of grace of thy people. Lord, oh, thy purpose, the hymnist says his purposes will ripen fast, unfold in every air. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. And Lord, then there's our blind unbelief, which is sure to err, and scan God's work in vain. Oh, but Lord, thou, God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Come tonight, Lord. Oh, do be such in our midst here tonight. Oh, thou to open up the word by the Spirit giving all that needed understanding and that light we need. Lord, we are so much troubled with darkness and blind unbelief. Lord, we do pray that thou would come and enlighten our darkness and so reveal, bring revelation, even revelation of a precious Christ. Lord, thou knowest how we need it. Oh, thou knowest recently in leaving a friend in a little cause where only 3 of 10. And now we spoke even just a few words of our desire one for another. And oh, how thy favour in the way, it so touched us, Lord, both of us, so that we shed tears together in desire and blessed hope. Lord, we do pray that such feeling of favour may be felt tonight by precious souls here. Oh, those things we've read, but now in Christ Jesus. Oh, confirm us, Lord, assure us. We are so favoured. And Lord, any that are unconcerned here still, Lord, oh, we felt it solemnly this morning in love and desire to be faithful and kind, but faithful, Lord, and not in any way neglecting to warn, Lord. Oh, we know in the ministry the apostles had, they were warning every man. And Lord, we believe in these days, especially in these days, so much warning is needed. And when the Spirit gives us so to be led, Lord, we pray it might be not be taken as a hard thing or anything of hardness or harshness. Lord, we want to be kind, but we must be faithful. And so may each of the friends here tonight be given an hearing ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches through a poor instrument. Lord, may it all be of thy Spirit, Lord. May it not be just words of man, but words, those things conveyed by the Spirit from thee, O God, our Heavenly Father, and regarding our beloved Saviour, the elder brother of the church. And oh, that thou, the Holy Spirit, thou blessed dove divine, may so come and grant blessing here tonight. Oh, Lord, thou knowest what also we have upon our spirit to consider. Lord, that living souls need food for their souls. They need to be maintained, they need to be nourished. And Lord, we do pray, thus we may be led into those things of thy provision for thy people. Oh, the manna that fell, recorded in those Old Testament days of experience in the wilderness. Oh, Lord, oh, thou who art the heavenly manna, oh, thou who didst pronounce thyself in that perfect righteous way, I am the bread that came down from heaven, that if a man eat thereof, he shall never die. We pray it may be a blessed feeding time here tonight for precious souls. Lord, thou knowest our great concern of all our insufficiency. But Lord, do cause that the wonderful word and the words to be spoken may flow from thee, our kind and gracious God, into the hearts of precious souls here. Do good in thy good pleasure and design, Lord. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Continue to work in this cause of truth. We Feel it when we come that thou art here, Lord, working. And Lord, we watch, we wait for thy appearing more and more. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, who knoweth ere they come, Lord. Knoweth how our friend and brother was preaching here last Lord's Day. And Lord, thou knowest it was the day when we used to preach on that day, but rightly as we believe led of thee, we gave way to him to come after he became pastor at Carshalton, Lord. And may those sweet things he delivered be still in the memory and exercise in the people, and each of thy servants as they come, Lord, they may know the favour of being set free and delivering the message. Lord, oh, we covet this. Oh, we may know the freeness of thy favour, Lord. When the Holy Spirit is working, when the Holy Spirit is testifying of Christ, taking of the things of Jesus and revealing them to poor sinners who are of thy quickened ones, who are taught of thee, brought to feel their need. Oh, how we think of it in the theme of the words, none a saviour, more could need, deeds of righteousness I've none, no, not one good work to plead. May there be many here tonight feeling this. And Lord, oh, as needy sinners, we believe thy purpose will be to feed them and favour them. And Lord, as we think of thy people's name by thee, the Son of God, as a sheep, oh, how thy purpose is to find them and fold them and guard them from harms. Oh, Lord, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Surely, Lord, there are those here who has yet purpose to call them, to draw them, that they shall follow thee. We bless thee for what thou hast done, Lord. Thou knowest the concluding words in where we were reading in the word this morning in the Acts of the Apostles. And Lord, oh, we feel that here, Lord. Surely there are those who thou hast purpose to cause them to be willing to disobey. Thy word states, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. And oh, we look for this, Lord, because we know it's thy way. It's the way of thy command. It's the way of thy drawing. Jesus draws the chosen race. Thy love constrains. We watch for it, Lord. We pray for it. Pray thou wilt wonderfully bless souls here and cause them to come and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I found, and point to his redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Who knoweth, Lord, how we felt humbled on those two occasions, taking such a church meeting here. And Lord, especially we think of our friend and sister Ruth away on holiday, and our dear friend and brother, dear deacon, our dear friend and brother Benji. You know, it's that time, a sweet time it was. And then following on later, the dear handmaid of thine, who, Lord, we were given the privilege to officiate at her marriage to her dear husband Tim. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we pray for them, all those that are away on holiday, Lord, we remember and pray for, Lord. Give them the favour of good rest and change and keep them safe, Lord, and bring them back at that appointed time in safety and peace. Bless the little ones, the young people, the children, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, we carry burden for them, exercise for their souls. Lord, thou knowest how they are in their young days, in these most terrible days they are growing up in. And Lord, thou knowest how our prayer is for them. Thou wilt keep them from the evil, Lord, of this sin-bewitched world. Oh, we know if thy wonderful grace is found in them in early days, this will keep them. We know it will whenever it is thy will to so work. But Lord, we do pray they may be kept or watched over by thee in thy perfect tender care, Lord, of little ones and young people. Lord, oh, we pray for our young people. Let them not be caught with the wickedness of the world, Lord. We're all sinners. We've all got a wicked heart. Keep them from the evil, Lord. Keep us each. Lord, what display we have witnessed of it, Lord, sadly, even in a recent day. Lord, oh, we do pray. Oh, we may live circumspectly. We may live not as fools, but circumspectly. And, oh, Lord, in thy fear. Oh, favour us, Lord, more and more to be in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. Oh, may we ever be mindful that, as thy word states, the words of the maid, Lord, thou God seest me. We believe if it is really solemnly impressed in and upon thy people, Lord, it will make them different characters to what they were. We trust it has done us in some measure, though we are still troubled with the ways of the old nature. But Lord, we pray for keeping grace. Oh, thy word is wonderful if we know it, kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. Lord, oh, we know it was thou didst watch o'er our path. When Satan's blind slave once sported with death. Oh, how many can say this here, should say this, should acknowledge this here tonight. Lord, we pray we may rightly, solemnly acknowledge in love and thankfulness to thee of all thy mercy and thy keeping grace. Oh, when thou saw us ruined in the fall, it loved us notwithstanding all, saved us from our lost estate. His loving kindness, oh, how great. Help us, Lord, we may have real worship of thee here tonight, our triune God. Oh, we may praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost here tonight. Help us each, Lord. So hear our poor prayer, Lord, and help us now. We cast our all upon thee. Oh, we commit our way unto thee, Lord. Lead us on, Lord. Lead us in the way everlasting. Help us, Lord, to live the rest of our days with singleness of heart and heart to thy honour and glory. Leave us not to eat our old natural heart. May grace reign, Lord. Enter thyself, Lord, and cast out sin. May we know thy indwelling, as the apostle to the Colossians wrote, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Lord, do come thus. Hear my poor prayer, Lord, and the prayers of our beloved friends. Oh, we bless thee where we feel that favour coming together to the footstool of mercy at the throne of grace. Lord, as we have mentioned our friend and brother Benji, we are very thankful to know from two of his dear sons that his feeling is improving much now and is able to do a few things. Now, Lord, we are so thankful there was heard prayer. Lord, his prayer and the family's prayer and the people's prayer. And, oh, may I say, Lord, my poor prayer, our prayers as we've been praying with my dear one for him. Thou knowest, Lord. Oh, we bless thee, thou God, the great God, Jehovah, who hearest prayer. Oh, there that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come, and may we come tonight. In worship and praise, I ask, I beg thee, Lord, we beg together for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 986. 986. Oh, poor, distressed, thirsty soul, the fountain is just by, whose waters run both full and free. come, drink, and never die. Hymn 986.
The Lord may help me, friends. I would direct you or lead you to consider with me a few words that we've read this evening. I believe much in parallel to what we were considering this morning, even the first verse of the second chapter in Ephesians. Let us read it as a statement of it. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Of course, this will apply to every quickened soul that is present in this congregation, and any that are listening in. All those that are quickened by your spirit. Oh, this statement is a statement of the state and condition of them now, of us here now, and each one who is under such a statement of truth, of fact, And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But friends, this is the way one has been led in pondering since we were with you this morning. Oh, those of us who are truly among those who are alive spiritually, quickened by grace and kept alive, made alive and kept alive, what is the purpose for us, for our lives? What is God's purpose in so doing, beginning and carrying on his work of grace in those he has quickened? Of course, the characters he has quickened are those that he has sovereignly loved from before the foundation of the world. Those he set his love upon in eternity before the world, where God the Maker lived alone with the Son of God, the co-eternal Son of God, and the agreement in covenant in the councils of Jehovah, God Jehovah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were that God chose a people. He says, he makes statement of it in Isaiah's prophecy, the Holy Spirit giving to the prophet to write, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Now friends, a very important, serious consideration is upon me to deliver to you. That we should each, those of us who have been so worked in, begun in, and God is still working in, continuing to work in, God's got a purpose for our lives, friends. Now, what is his purpose for our lives? And how much are we in diligence according to his will? In and as God reveals, makes known his purposes for us. I mean, surely his purpose is for his praise. And you know, the song of the redeemed in heaven is learned on earth. And so, friends, as we are going along day by day in our lives, if God has dealt with us, if he's done that first work in us, in quickening us into newness of life, surely he has a purpose for us. I will just seem to be led at this moment to quote those words in Romans 8, the 28th verse. There we read, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." And here it is, "to them that are called according to his purpose." Now, friends, you may think and say, well, there's been a lot of purpose in my life. I've had a good career. I've been in work life, some of you many years and so on. And God made you honest and made you to be kind and helpful to people. That may be so in God's will. That's wonderfully perhaps approved by God. But friends, God's purpose will be in the most important, highest reality for his praise. That's his purpose. And his praise must begin on earth. We will never be found singing the praises of God in heaven if the song of praise has not been begun in us here on earth. Oh, in his temples here below, he forms a people for his praise, friends. He so deals with his people, quickens them, makes them alive, teaches them, exercises them. And as he says in those words we've quoted, "This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise." I mean, think of it like this. This is how one was made to think of it years back now. Well, we are taught of God. God has made us to be concerned. And we go to chapel, we attend chapel, we attend for worship, and so on. And all those points and realities of the things we were involved in. But are we really, friends? Are we really fully aware that God has a purpose for us? I mean, In 1971, I became a member of the church at Stockfold Home after the Lord had so enabled me to come forward and testify what the Lord had done for me. After a little while, I was made a deacon with our friend, dear beloved friend and brother, Mr. Hadley, too. We were made deacons together. And we were deacons there together a few years before we were moved to the farm over near Ashwell. And then after 6 more years, we were exercised to transfer to Ashwell to be under dear loving pastor there. But friends, the Lord in his purpose, according to his purpose, he had for me appointed that I should preach the gospel. There were 22 years of exercise, and much of my disobedience was involved in it, my unwillingness, because of the carnal mind, the old nature, like we've been singing of. Carnal mind takes different ways, different objects she obeys. But friends, surely, as in God's will, the time comes, according to God's divine appointment, for each one. And oh, when he so works, that time of his appointed time to cause a soul to have to yield, to fall. I shall never forget having to fall under words preached. As I made mention of this morning, of Mr. Simmons coming to our cause, I was sitting at the front, in the front seat, because I was giving the hymns out that afternoon at Ashwell Chapel, and the word fell upon me, and the thing was done. Oh, that afternoon, after all those years of rebellion, not that I would cover up anything of my own folly, the ways of the old nature, but friends, what purpose has God in his holy will for you? For you to have to yield to, have to fall down before him in acknowledging his will. Oh, my people, God's people, it stated, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. And as it was with me regarding following the Lord, and each of God's people, the time and point he comes. Oh, Mr. Tyler said to me, I mean, the late Mr. Tyler, pastor of Dicker, said to me, I believe the time will come, if you hold your peace, the very stones will cry out against you. Not that I told him a lot, but he knew, he being rather more than a minister, he was a prophet, really. There have been a few of God's servants which have been turned, but God's people who discern have said, that servant of God was more than a minister, he was a prophet. In God's purpose and will, such grace was given to those who had gone before, and how they were able to speak. Perhaps as we may fear speaking as pointedly as that, but the Lord knows. What is the Lord saying to you tonight, friends, and to me? What is he leading you, a quickened soul, into considering of your life? Oh, the remaining days of your life and mine. They may be few, they may be more, many. They may be young ones here that God's quickened. Some of you young ones whom God has quickened into life. You hath he quickened who were dead in sin. What is your life? What is it for? I think I remember coming to preaching to you here. What is thy life? Oh, we know it states it's but a vapour and passes away. We know it will. While our days on earth are lengthened, it's a sweet theme. The Lord led me into it years ago. While our days on earth are lengthened, may we give them, Lord, to thee. Cheered by hope and daily strengthened, may we run nor weary be. And surely, friends, as God, our beloved Saviour, has given his new commandments, oh, may we run nor weary be. Oh, to be blessed, to be drawn by his love, and to run in the way of his commandments. Surely this is that way God's people shall show the proof of his love. Oh, like dear friend Mr. Pont, we used to talk about it, the concern we should carry to show the proof of our love to our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, think of it, here's our beloved Saviour's love to us. His great love, God's great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, as we read in this context. And by grace are you saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It may be you have a friend and brother in the faith, and you can commune one with another on such a fact you have experienced together, raised us up together, made us sit together. I think of God's dear people who are joined together in holy matrimony. And here the word says, marriage is honourable in all and the bed undefiled. Warmongers, God will judge. But oh, how raised us up together, made us sit together. When they're blessed to know God's favour as we approach God and pray, we seek to know his love and mercy together and walk hand in hand. Oh, there are those here, hand in hand. We would be walking in Jesus' new commands. Of his love would ever be talking till we reach Fair Canaan's land. But all these things, of these points of our considering there tonight, friends, it's the favour, friends, of being quickened into life spiritually, born again, born from above, and brought to solemnly need. And remember this morning, we were led at one point to speak of how God quickens his dear people into life. They are made alive spiritually. And he goes on to be gracious in them, working in them to will and to do of his good pleasure. And different ones experience different things in different parts and their days in their lives, but accured into the sovereignty of God, God will work in his people surely to will and to do of his good pleasure. And in some ways, according to his sovereign will, he may bring them into much distress, conviction of sin. They may be even killed, as we stated this morning, under the law, brought into a hopeless feeling of state and condition, convicted, convinced of their sin. Oh, even brought to, even as it were, look for hell. But then, to be able to say, I look for hell, he gave me heaven. And I believe, friends, even in the deep ways some are led, in the perfect sovereign will of God, God will, according to his sovereign will, work in that character, and they may have to go through depths, deep depths, and a conviction, and much tribulation perhaps. If it is, God has purpose to chasten and to purge them in a way, and applying to them to so have to walk in trial and tribulation, as some here have had affliction that has been sanctified. All these quickened souls, God going on to be gracious in them. In his will, if he's appointed it, they shall pass through deep affliction. There'll be a purpose for it, friends. He has a purpose for it. And afflictions make us see. What else will escape our sight, friends? We have to learn in these ways. Trials make the promise sweet. Trials give new life to prayer. Trials bring us to his feet, lay us low, and keep us there. Keep us there until he has his purpose to bring us up. Oh, when the trial is over, and that wonderful light and liberty is brought again. And when the wonderful favour of joy and peace in believing and a soul sanctified under affliction, oh, those souls sanctified under affliction led to consider Christ. His path was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? So, friends, quicken ones here tonight, those of us who are alive spiritually, by the grace of God, absolutely nothing of our purpose and will, but God's purpose. And friends, what is the purpose of your life in the will of God? Surely it should be considered. I find it so in my later days now. I want to live to his praise. I want to glorify my Saviour who has done so much for me. Oh, friends, he is so precious. The Lord is so precious, more precious far than life and all its comforts are. Oh, what is thy life in this respect? If you're quickened, made alive, God loves you. Surely he will kindle in his people love in return to him. The love of Christ constraineth us, friends. Oh, it's such a reality, such a wonderful favour to be favoured under the power of love, the love of Christ, the power of love divine. Love divine, all loves excelleth. We are sanctified by the Spirit, set apart for praise, honour and glory of our God. We are led on. You pray for it, Lee. You want to be led on. Lead us in the way everlasting. That will be a prayer that we feel. I feel it a lot in these later years. Lead me in the way everlasting. But oh, for the praise of our God. Oh, praise. Praise to God. I believe is God's purpose. As his people are blessed, they shall render praise. Oh, they shall praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, praise is not just coming through the doors of the chapel two times on Lord's Day and in the week. It may involve that. But we trust it will involve that. But friends, praise. To praise our Lord day by day. To live to his praise. To deny self. You know, the Lord put it very pointedly, but perfectly in love. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Do we give serious, solemn consideration to such words that fell from the holy lips of our beloved Lord and Saviour, such words as those I've just quoted? Oh, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Oh, what a precious favour it is that God works in his people by the Spirit, causes them to be willing in the way of self-denial. Oh, to have their self and to be, like Paul gives testimony of it, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, then this epistle, the epistle I think of to the Galatians, the other epistles that Paul wrote, so much is such a theme running through all the epistles of how he lives in that way under grace. So different to what he was in his unregenerate state. But oh, the diligence God gave him to so give witness to the praise of the glory of God's grace. As I think in one place he says, to the praise and glory of his grace made accepted. Oh, in this very epistle, the first chapter, made accepted in the beloved. And so, friends, tonight, I hope you understand there the Spirit, I trust, is leading me in concern and exercise personally and for you each. And, friends, As we are giving utterance to these things, I am aware that there may be, I hope there is not, there may be some still dead. You know how that word was given me. How we were so anxious in the early hours of yesterday morning, and then went out as we did. And there I was at that pedestrian place of crossing where the traffic lights were being looked at. We pressed the button and waiting for the green light. And a lady just beside me here, as I was sitting holding my handles, she stood beside me. And she said, "We are all either quick or dead." Just those words, no more. And I didn't speak to her. And she walked on when the light changed. But how profound. We are all either quick or dead. Now, friends, if there are any of you here dead in sin tonight, I must solemnly warn you, you are in great danger. If death comes and you die dead in sin, you're going to be in hell. That will be the destiny that you will find yourself in. If you're not alive spiritually and the aeronauty of death comes upon you so unawares, you'll be in hell, friends. Oh, if we're all of those that are quickened by grace, we will be in heaven. God will do all the work of grace in us to prepare us. None will pass into eternity before they are prepared. None of the quick will. Everyone quickened shall be saved and taken home to heaven. But those left dead will die in their sins and be cast into hell. This is such a solemn concern to me as I pray, praying for many young people, including our own. Every day we're praying that the Lord would quicken souls and make them cry. He will according to his will, according to the covenant of grace. Oh, he bring each one that he loves into concern. Am I made a real Christian? Am I quickened by his spirit? And God will show you. He will reveal it to you. He will bless you to know you're quickened. Quickened souls will pray as prompted from within, friends. He'll give you prayer to pray these important words of prayer. Oh, does God love me? Oh, Lord, do reveal thyself to me. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Oh, you pray these prayers and you see God shows you, gives you to know under the wonderful way the Spirit causes alarm to be in you, a real serious solemn need you're brought into. You need redemption. You need salvation. You need forgiveness of sins. You need to know the remedy for sin. Oh, sin's within me, all about me, but the remedy is without us. See it in the Saviour's blood. And all we know, God's way of redemption was by price paid. The price, the holy heart's blood of the Saviour, the Son of God. Oh, as we've been singing of it, oh, how important. What is your exercise in your life? Oh, to know that Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, came to this earth, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that I have done. Oh, by faith, God giving you to see all your sins laid on Christ. He come to make atonement by his sacrifice. He suffering the just for the unjust to bring his people to God. Oh, the exercise God gives his people is to seek salvation in Christ's name. They're condemned, brought in guilty under the law. They need salvation to be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation is their need. God reveals it. gives exercise for it. And the ministry of the gospel will be preaching, as we've quoted it, as in that context in the Acts, as we read it this morning, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Oh, is he thy Lord? Is he mine? Is he so precious? One of the ways, and I said to our friend Mr. Parrish this afternoon after the service, I said, one of the ways the Lord so brought me and gave me tokens of his love in my early days of experience was, on one of those words that he applied to me was, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. And without any wrong boast, friends, but I hope a right acknowledgement, I hope I can say tonight, is so precious. Now, regarding you, to prove that you're quick, is he precious? He's not precious to those that are still dead in sin. No, but he's precious to his people. He's most needful. He's our only hope. Oh, it's Jesus Christ upon whom our hopes of heaven depend, friends. It's all what he has done. It's all what he has accomplished while he was here on earth. And as well, it is what he is pleading in his holy offices in heaven now, as he's there in heaven at the right hand of the Father. There is our high priest above. Oh, our advocate, our mediator, our intercessor. Jesus, my all, to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. You know, we still, sadly, solemnly, we still, because of our old nature, like we've been singing, we still enjoy the pleasures of sin. But oh, we are concerned over that, if we're quickened, if we're quick. Concerned over the ways of our old nature. And we brought to confess our sins and feel sorrow for our sins. Oh, God works by the Spirit to bring us into godly sorrow. And that godly sorrow the Spirit works in us, causes us to confess our sins, to fall before the Lord, confessing our sins. And those wonderful words in John's epistle wonderfully come to us and apply to us in and under confession of sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And oh, friends, surely if you are a convicted, convinced sinner, and this way you are brought to know you need Jesus, you need all what he has done, all what he is doing now, you need the application of his holy, precious, sin-atoning blood to your heart and conscience. Sin hangs heavy on your soul. You are under that solemn, condemning sentence of the law. Sin, your guilt is very heavy, a burden. Oh, think of those words of the Lord's ministry. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he has that blessed rest to give, because he's paid the price for sin. He's redeemed the church. He's brought in full salvation for every one of these quickened souls, every one of his people alive by grace. They will be so blessed in some measure to know and taste redeeming love. So, friends, in considering your case, your state tonight, how you are before God Almighty, oh, is it that you have had applied to you favours most divine by the Spirit, testifying of Christ, and the favours you have been given prayer? You know, I think of it sometimes, especially when we begin to pray after reading the word in the services of God's house. Oh, we feel we have to say, Lord, do give us prayer. And he does, friends. He gives his people prayer. He indicts prayer in his people. one of the prayer meetings we were privileged to take among you, a dear friend who is, I expect, listening in tonight. He began his prayer saying, begging the Lord to give us indicted prayer. And he said, prayer indicted by the Lord will surely hear. He indicts prayer in his people. He makes us to become praying souls. In his favour, in quickening us, he quickens us into life in that way to become a praying soul. And oh, what wonderful theme it is, sweet it is, to pray in souls. He always grants more than they can express. As he blessed you, as he favoured you, blessed you to become what we had in the text this morning, true in the favour of believing. Oh, to believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, to believe and rejoice in Christ. Having, like we're reading in Philippians, rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. Oh, the Son of God, so precious. And when the Son is honoured, friends, surely the Father is honoured too. And the Blessed Spirit is acknowledged, that holy dove divine, who takes of the things of Jesus and reveals them unto God's people. So where are you tonight, friends? What state are you in? Are you a quickened soul, kept alive by grace? And I think of it in the way of even natural life as a figure that can be applied and used in consideration of the great favour of being alive spiritually, though it's not got any saving reality in it. But think of animals. Oh, not that we would put them as examples to cover the reality of the need of precious souls, but you wouldn't even think of trying to feed an animal that was dead. We know, sadly, in the way of keeping animals and birds and so on, and hens and chickens and so on, there's need to feed them, to provide them with water. There's this natural need. Now, far above that, in spiritual things, the need of God's people's souls is supplied by God. Oh, He gives His people those supplies of grace, gives them what they need. And the great favour, most blessed, profound favour, is being blessed by faith to feed upon a precious Christ, to eat His flesh and drink His blood by living faith. This is a holy, sacred thing, of course it is. But our beloved Lord and Saviour said, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, there is no life in you. The life, the maintaining, the giving, the maintaining of spiritual life in experience, in the reality of what is given the child of God to experience under the work of the Spirit in them. They're quickened alive spiritually, made alive. But they're kept alive by God supplying them. And oh, every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood. And as I know, another statement the Lord made, He said, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. There are those several ways He states it, except ye shall eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood. There is no life in you. And they are deep words, sacred words of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he who is the Paschal Lamb, oh, how so He suffered as that Paschal Lamb. And oh, He brought in full redemption by His sacrifice, friends. And now He pleads what He has done. What He accomplished here on earth, He pleased before the throne of God in heaven. And His people in this way, living by faith, are accepted in the beloved, like we read in the first chapter here. Oh, friends, the favour of it, the favour of knowing and tasting redeeming love, favour of feeding upon a precious Christ by faith. Oh, it's such a deep, sacred favour, but it is to be known. In the will of God it shall be known. God so blesses his people. Oh, they are favoured in this way, in spiritual blessed favours, to feed upon a precious Christ. Oh, to know that, building up in their most holy faith as they are strengthened with faith and hope and love, as they are nourished and so blessed. Oh, provided for. Oh, the provision in the gospel is to feed upon the Paschal Lamb. Paschal Lamb, by God appointed, loads of sin on thee were laid. By almighty wrath anointed, there was full atonement made. All thy people are forgiven through the virtue of Christ's blood. Opened is the gate of heaven. All the people of God, God Jehovah, God the Father, oh, the blessed Trinity of persons, the perfect love God has to his people and his perfect provision for them, so that they are wonderfully provided for here in time. And they are blessed to be in that favour, that inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, which fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Friends, what manner of persons ought we to be thus, these quickened souls? I think of my own pathway and experience, how solemn it was to me. It's more and more solemn now as I think of it. My unwillingness to heed the word that God was so leading me in, that I must preach the gospel. And all that delay of those years, we know it wasn't by chance. But oh, the time God's appointed come, the time came. And when, oh, that time comes with anyone here, you must go forth. God's servants must go forth. The Lord knows how he has his purpose for us in pathways. And those of you who've been blessed in your soul, and you do have a testimony. The time under the power of God, when it comes, you won't be able to resist. You'll have to say, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. And how blessedly favoured God's people are. Oh, I think of the late J.S. Green, my wife's father and my wife's uncle, and how he actually stated in his sermon that he preached before he baptised me. He stated how he had a desire to be favoured to come to the Lord's table. But he said, I knew I was the wrong side of the water. You can read it in the book that Alfred Chivers put together and was published of John Green's sermons. Sermon Stopfold Hope, 1971. It will be good for you to read it. He so felt lost that desire, but he was the wrong side of the water, he said, but then made willing to follow his Lord and think what purpose and in the will of God, God had for him to be brought to be a servant of God and preach the word all the years he did. And you've got sermons recorded in your archives of what he preached here. And think of it in the will of God, friends, how it was that thus the Lord worked to so bring him. He's one of those cloud of witnesses now, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, he included among them. Oh, how! But friends, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Because of this, God gives us a view of it, a remembrance of those we've known and loved, who He's taken home. The same way, no new way to heaven. Oh, God doing His work in them. Oh, teaching them, blessing them, saving them by His grace. Oh, every soul that God loves shall be saved by grace, saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Well, friends, my poor ramblings today, but may the Lord give you to be in meditation upon these things we've been considering today. Oh, and you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. We all were. But oh, those of us who are quickened, oh, may it be your pondering and mine. What is the purpose of our lives? What has God got in His holy will, the way we should go? Oh, the way of His commandments. Some of us have been so favoured. The way of, with some of God's appointed purpose, to preach the gospel. Oh, the way of souls to follow Christ, take up their cross and follow Him. Oh, friends, I think of the theme. Our glorious leader claims our praise for His own pattern given. While the long cloud of witnesses show the same path to heaven, He does. He claims our praise, friends. Don't deny Him. Oh, that we may be in exercise, we might not deny our Lord, but be made willing in the day of His power. May He cover with the mantle of His forgiving love anything we've said amiss. Oh, may He bless His word and lead us on, lead us in the way everlasting. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach to us again on Friday evening, and next Lord's Day there will be reading services. Let us close with hymn number 155. 155. The fountain of Christ, assist me to sing the blood of our priest, our crucified King, which perfectly cleanses from sin and from filth, and richly dispenses salvation and health. Hymn 155.
Thank you.
forgive anything I holy and pure eyes have seen wrong or amiss in thy services, Lord. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Lead us on in the way, Lord, and help us to live unto thy praise, honour and glory. Give us the enabling, Lord, strength, Lord. Oh, for the battle against Satan, Lord. Oh, so help us each, Lord. Oh, we may know and feel the favours of those wonderful things we've been singing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.